So this is my very first podcast that I've done on this app. I've done podcasts before. I've done video podcasts. I've done voice podcasts. And the good thing about doing a voice podcast is nobody can see you. So if your hair's not just right, it's no big deal. But I was, you know, really going over some things that the Lord has had on my heart lately. And it's experiences and things that I've been learning over the last couple of years. And a lot of people know me as being the dream girl or the big dream girl. Dreamcatcher 320 is my website, and it is off of Ephesians 3:20, which says, God can do anything, you know, far and above your wildest dreams and imaginations. Now, that's the Message version. And for the longest time, I've been, you know, talking about that and sharing that verse and trying to cheer people on. Well, about a year and a half ago, I had my first experience going to a prison to minister. Actually, I didn't know that I was going to be speaking at all when I went in. I thought I was just there for moral support. And so I'm sitting there, and Patricia, Aunt Pat, leaned over to me and told me that she wanted me to speak. And I all of a sudden felt out of my comfort zone completely. I was in a men's prison. I saw a lot of pain and hurt, and I was already very shaken from this experience because I wanted to weep because of being sad for these men that were in this prison and seeing the lives that were ruined from choices, you know, and wondering what they were going to do with their life. And so I thought, Lord, I don't know what to share with them. And I felt like the Lord told me to share what I always do, that there's hope, that there's great plans for them. Jeremiah 29:11, that he has plans to prosper them, not to harm them. And Ephesians 3:20, you know, that God will do above and beyond their wild imagination. So I kind of had a discussion with God, and I said, I don't really want to tell them that. What do they have to look forward to? Most of these men are in prison for the rest of their life. And the Lord showed me at that moment that I was missing half of my message that I had been sharing for quite a while. And first of all, he showed me what people were doing in the prison. He asked me to look around the room, and I saw men bringing water to the speakers. I saw men running the sound system. I saw men playing musical instruments that were allowed to do that. I saw, people running the overhead projector, and I saw people supporting each other. And the Lord just showed me that they have a purpose, and that my prison in my mind that I've lived in, you know, years in my life of different areas was more of a prison to me than the physical prison that they were in, that it's all about being set free in your mind. So it really started ministering to me, and the Lord said, you're missing half of the message that's the most important part before you can have Jeremiah 29:11 and have the prosperity and the purpose and the, you know, the dreams in Ephesians 3:20, that I needed to back up to Ephesians 3 verse 17. And so I went into it, and I went into the different translation just because the message is, it's more what we would speak in English, and I wanted to see, you know, a stronger interpretation. And in verse 17 of Ephesians 3, it says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able to do abundantly above and beyond your wildest imaginations and dreams. So if you don't go back to verse 17 and see that once you are grounded, so grounded in God's love, that you don't question his purpose for you, that you don't question that his grace and his blood covers your sins, that you don't question his forgiveness when you really mess up, until we get to that point, it's hard to really see that he really wants us to go forward, that he wants us to prosper, that he wants us to fulfill that call that we feel on our heart, that he wants us to have great things in our life. He wants us to dream big. So my encouraging word to you today is find out, get in the word, and ask God to show you how deep and how wide that love really truly is. He died on the cross for us. He was beaten. He was spat on. He was humiliated. And he was crucified on a cross, and there's no greater love than what he has done for us. But we forget that, and we forget to take time to bask in his love. And so the Lord's talking to me about doing this, and I just wanted to share this with you, and I'm really excited about having an app where I can do podcasts again. So I want to, you know, continue this, and I want to just encourage each and every one of you to get in there and get into God's love, and then don't give up, and do not ever give up on those dreams. God bless y'all.